boring. We're in Siman Tov Reish Pei Ches. Okay, in Siman Tov Reish Pei Ches. We're up to Seif. Yeah, sorry, I was looking at the wrong page over here. We're up to... No. Yud Aleph, you think? We finished Yud Aleph. We just finished Yud Aleph. We're up to Yud Beis. Okay, this was the question Mishael had. Where is Mishael? There you are. Sorry, I'm used to you sitting where Haniel is sitting. What's the story? What is considered a walled city? One of the many questions that he had. Amrina b'gemara Hashem, we say in the Gemara there, Yud Beis. Okay, so again, on page Tav Samach Tal, we'll see if we can knock off both pages. I didn't print the other page out because I didn't realize how much time we're going to have, but we'll see. Amrina b'gemara Hashem, we say in the Gemara there, Krach, a walled city. V'chol ha-samach lo, and anything near it. V'chol ha-nira imo, and anything that can be seen with it. Nidon kikrach. We're on the second side of the page. V'samuch, okay, that's judged as a walled city. So walled city and anything close to it and anything, again, that's seen with it is considered a walled city. V'samuch afal pishenu nira, and if it's close, even though you can't see it, kigon, for example, shushev sakfar be'emek, that the small city is in a valley. V'nira afal pishenu samuch, or if you can see it, even though it's not close, kigon shushev es bahar, for example, if it's on a large mountain, okay, either of these, okay, provided that they're within 1 mil of each other, which is more or less 1 mile, apparently, okay, those are counted. But if it's seen together and it's not close, even if it's more than a mil away, it's still counted as a city. And some say that for both of them, it's a city. The only chiddush is that we don't measure the slant of the mountain, it's just displacement. Okay, it's just as the crow flies. It's not actual distance that you'd have to travel to get from one to the other. It's just, okay, the mil is in, if they were on equal ground level, would it be 1 mile from here to here or not? Okay, so that's the machlokas. But ultimately, okay, anything which is close to it and anything which is seen with it, provided it's within the certain amount of space, is going to have the same halacha, and they're also going to read on the 15th. Okay, this is what most poskim use. Again, depending on which poskim you hold, like over here, again, there may also be a closeness requirement in each of these cases, but generally speaking, okay, again, for seeing it, there may be a closeness requirement, okay? However, we know that if, again, it's just one and not the other, it still counts, okay? This has to do with, okay, these are all the fights about things like Ramot, okay? And other places, Yerushalayim itself is all one city, we say, okay, that's for sure, even if it's not considered, meaning, obviously, the old city is the one that's walled, right? This is just practical halacha. Okay, the old city is the one that's walled. Obviously, the rest of the city of Jerusalem, even if for some reason you wouldn't consider it the same city, is obviously, even again, if for some reason you consider it a different city, it's obviously Samuch and Nira, right? You can see the rest of the city. The question is, what about those far-off neighborhoods that are behind a certain place or on another mountain? Those are already where the shailas arise, and the post can debate using Samuch and Nira. Correct. That's, again, there's two parts to that. Number one, is it the actual walled city? Meaning, is it part of Yerushalayim? In which case, it's a walled city. Or number two, option number two, is it's not, but it's still considered either Samuch or Nira based on these definitions. That's the second part of the question. Okay, that's where this shaila comes from. Okay. Okay, he says, let's say it's a suffix, you're not sure. Okay, and this is very relevant to halacha nowadays. Again, for a lot of places in Israel where this posik says this thing, this posik says this thing, you have no idea what to follow. Okay, oftentimes they do have one minhag for the different communities, but nevertheless, if you're not sure, korin biyodalet uvtetvav v'lehon. By the way, this is theoretically a different suffix. This is a suffix if it was walled at the time of Yehoshua, not a suffix if it's considered part of the walled city. But essentially, it ends up being the same thing, right? But anyways, you have to read on the 14th and the 15th and their nights. V'lo yivarech ki'im biyodalet. And he says, however, you only make the brach on the 14th. Shuzman kriya l'rov ha'olam, because that's when most people read the Megillah. Vazlina basaruba, and we follow the rov. Very interesting application of this rule. Uvazel lo shayach din kavua. Okay. Aye, there's in general a halacha that kol kavua kemechza al mechza, that we don't apply rov in a case where something is established. I'm not going to go through this whole sugya, but he says de kavua eino ela kishakol hasfekos al makom echad ketesha chanuyot. He says kavua is only when the safek, all the sfekos are in one place, like the case of the 9 shops. Okay, and one of them has non-kosher meat, etc. Says number two, kavua is anyways 50-50, so how can you make a bracha when you're 50-50? We do make a bracha, right? On Yantav Sheni, we treat it exactly 100% as full-fledged Yantav. So why not say that these people read on both days full-fledged with a bracha? So he says, no, that's tikkun chachamim akol olam, that's what the chachamim established for the whole world. The rabbis didn't make a takana for all the cities that are suffic, if they're walled or not, they should read on both days. Okay? Mishum di milsa de lo shkicha kol, he says, it's a very uncommon case. Uvishum mikra rechoka lo shayach lasos takana. And he says, they wouldn't make a takana over some, you know, bizarre once-in-a-million case. Okay? Umiyushav kuskis ha-rashal sheviyu ha-taz v'mangan avram sivgan vav, and this answers the question of the rashal, which the taz and v'mangan avram bring. Uv'chutzaretz don't nimsa safik zeh, and he says, in chutzaretz we don't even have this safik. Uv'prat kol ha-medinos shalom devari lo hayu klal b'mei Yoshua, and he says, for sure, where we live, they didn't even exist in the times of Yoshua bin Nun, meaning that's not, people weren't spread out that far in the world at the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, so therefore you don't have to worry about them being walled. Utaveri amrin abigmar sheish safikim haya samuch la nidon kechoma amlav. And again, in the Gemara, we say, by Tveria, there's a question if that which was close to it is judged like a wall or not. Right? Im hayam hasamuchla, if the Gemara asks the Shaila, if Tveria is against the water. So does the water count as a wall on that side or not? Okay? V'lachin korin b'shneim, that's what we read on both. V'gamkein lo yivarach rak v'yidal k'ru v'dalman, again, you should only make a bracha on the 14th. V'asher v'tveria davas feka t'dina lo yivarachu lo b'lidal v'lo b'tesvav. Okay? And he says, by the way, it's possible that in Tveria, and I guess other similar cases, where it's actually a suffix in the halacha, you shouldn't make a bracha neither on Yodal, neither on Tesvav. Because if it's a true suffix, well, then you can't make a bracha in either circumstance. Okay? Kedas harafar ben yuchil, betur gamal shariyat sveikos, ayin jam. And again, it says, look there, how it will apply to other sveikos. Ben ir shalach lekrachu, ben krach shalach leir. This is the probably the most commonly asked question when you get to yeshiva in Israel. Okay? Ben ir shalach lekrach. If you are a city person who normally reads on the 14th, and you went to a walled city, uven krach, or you're a walled city person, shalach le'ir, you went to visit a non-walled city. Im kishalach haya b'tatol ashuv leveito b'lel yudal kom sheya or hayom. If when you went, it was your intention to return home on the night of the 14th, meaning before the daytime of the 14th starts, korei kivnei mikomo afim nitakev sham. You read like where you come from, even if you got stuck there. Vim ein da'ato lashuv ad sheya or hayom yom yudaled. But if your intention is only to return once it becomes the day of the 14th, korei kivnei amakom shalach sham, you read following the people of the place that you went. Ketzad. How is this? Ben krach shalach le'irafei ben krach, again, a walled city person. So you live in Yerushalayim, and you went to visit, wherever, Beit Shemesh. Okay? What's your problem already?
No, I'm saying, if, let's say, like, you live, like, half-half.
What do you mean you live half-half?
Like, some of the time you live there, some of the time you live there. Inside and outside of
a... I'm pretty sure he gave you a definition. Im haya b'dato, right? Im kshalach haya b'dato, lo shul v'to, b'lel yudal konfri or ayom, korek kinei mekoma. Where are you planning on being? For the entire night of Purim and when the sun rises on Purim morning.
For yudalit, I'm planning to be outside and for...
Okay, so then you read kivnei yudalit, period. That's not what he said so far. All he said right now is, it depends where you are on the morning of the 14th. Okay, that's what it depends on. So... again, Ketzad, Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir, if you had a Jerusalemite who went to Beit Shemesh, Ima Yadato Lashuv L'Mekomo B'Lel Yodaled, if his intention was to return to Yerushalayim overnight on the 14th, Korei Kivnei Mekomo, you read only on the 15th, Afilu Nitakev Achar Kach B'Ir, even if you got stuck and it turned out that you ended up in Beit Shemesh all the way for a few extra hours until it was daytime, doesn't matter, you do not read the Megillah on the 14th, or you don't have to, I suppose, hear the Megillah, certainly shouldn't make a bracha, and you go, and you just hear the Megillah on the 15th. Okay. But if your intention is to stay there for a little bit of the day of the 14th, meaning you want to stay till 10 a.m., 11 a.m., since you have intention to stay there for some of the time of the reading of the day, the obligation to read with them falls out, and you have to read with them. Obviously, this would apply at night as well, meaning you would be obligated to do the night reading if you're planning on being there during the day. Okay? So then you would read on the 14th with the rest of Beit Shemesh. V'chein ben ir shalach lekrach, or if you're a regular chutznik and you're visiting Israel, okay? Im da'ato, and you're visiting Yerushalayim specifically, or some other walled city. V'chein ben ir shalach lekrach. Im da'ato lashuv v'eito v'lel yodal, if your flight is scheduled to leave... when? At night, overnight on the 14th on Purim. Kodem Sheya Or Hayom, again, before it becomes daytime. Kore Kan Shei Mekoro, Momo, you read like your place. Avalim Ayada, Tola Mocha, Miksat Yudalid. But if your intention was to stay there for some of the 14th and only leave Purim afternoon, Kevan Shelo Ayada, Tola Shuvlim Komo, Bizman Chovat An Shei Mekomo, since it was not his intention to return to Chutz La'aretz until the 15th, when it's not the time that they lay in the Megillah, okay? Nistalek me'alav chovat kriyat anshei mekomo, v'nechshav kivnei ha'makom she'amad sham litchayev v'zman kriyatam. You lose the chova of the place where you live, meaning outside Yerushalayim in the case that we gave, and rather you have the obligation to read on the 15th of the place that you were in, even though you're only there on the 14th. And listen to what he says. V'le'ezet ha'lui b'miksat ha'yom shel yudal v'lo b'halayla. Okay, and he said, so why does it depend on the day? At the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day, there's also a night reading. Why? Because as we said earlier, the main reading is the day, so it depends on where you are going to be in the day. Furthermore, okay, and again, for everything where you go from place to place, it all depends on what you're thinking, what your intention is. Okay, and that's even after a long time. V'lama bekan ha'chazara talui rak b'miktzat yom yudalet, el chazar darshu zem mikram z'migel ha'dechziv, alken ha'yudim ha'pirazim ha'yoshivim be'arei ha'prazot, osim et yomar ba'aser v'gomer. Okay, he says, the Gemara has this from a drasha though. Close the door! Don't add to the chaos. Okay. What chaos? The talking and the chaos outside. Everyone's excited to go skiing. They don't want to come and learn.
That was the basketball team.
The basketball team is going on some trip. They asked me to chaperone on the trip. Unfortunately, I...
Tournament.
Yeah, they're...
Detroit.
Yes. Okay. Let's continue. Okay. So again, he says, number two, we have a pasuk. Why? Because it says, Alkena Yehudim ha-parazim ha-yoshivim ba-arei ha-prazos, osim es yomar ba-asar. Why does it say, therefore, the Jews of the big cities, open cities, who are dwelling in the open cities, what does that mean? Right? Who dwell in the open cities, miutaru. It's completely extra. Since the people who live there, so obviously it means who live there. Okay? Mimela muvan shehem hayoshvim ba. Obviously, it's just self-explanatory. It's obviously understood that they're the ones who live there. Al dekamash malach comes to teach you, depruz ben yomo, and this is a halachic terminology, pruz ben yomo, someone who lives there for the day. Karui pruz is called the pruz. Even if you're just there for the day of the 14th in a city which is not walled, dino kipruzi. Kiprazi, you have the status of someone who lives there. And again, even a little bit of the actual day is enough. Umimela, and it comes out to gamukaf ben yomo. Umiksat ben yomo kari mukaf. And so too, if you're there for partial of the day, then you are considered a mukaf ben yomo. Okay, and you're also called a mukaf. Lachin ba'inan miksat mehayom dafka. Okay? And therefore, you're going to need only, again, a little bit of the day. That's what's going to make you this. Yes?
What if you have no plan of when you're going to leave? Would you just like
to... So these are all questions. What do you mean by you have no plan?
Like, you're just like...
You live there?
No, you're just like...
You're visiting indefinitely.
You're visiting indefinitely, yeah.
Okay, so if you have no plans to leave before the morning, we presume you're going to stay there, right?
Yes.
So then it's like you're planning on staying there for the day. So you read even at night. Amnam lefize. So now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, 1 second. What's the whole drasha? That if you're there for part of the time of the chiyuv of Kriyat Megillah of that place, you're judged like that place. So what day should it have to do with if you're a Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach? Not the 14th, but the 15th. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Amnam lefize. Ayinir, the Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, she'inidun ka'an she'akrach, ayatzerich she'yedaito liyot mikzatum tetvav v'krach. Okay, he says, so 1 second, based on this logic, it should depend on the 15th, not on the 14th. Meaning, it should depend on the 14th if you're going to an unwalled city. It should depend on the 15th if it... Just wait for us to finish here. Just wait for us to finish here, okay? He says, but then it shouldn't have to do with the 14th, it should have to do with the 15th. And he says, v'emet Rashi Zal. And this is how Rashi, Zichron Oli Vracha, Pirish Kani explained this. Deven krach shalach liir talui b'miktzat yom yudalid, uven ir shalach likrach talui b'miktzat yom tetvav ayin sham. V'rak b'ven ir shalach likrach talui b'miktzat yom yudalid. It says only with the ben ir shalach likrach does it depend on the 14th. Why? Tichshaya b'da'ato liot miktzat yom yudalid b'krach, az lalei minei chovat ben ir. He says because what's going to happen is when you intend to be in the 14th in the walled city, so then you have no obligation to lay in the Megillah in an unwalled city, right? And then automatically, in that case, you will have to lean on the 15. Afim halach misham vayabi robiom tetvav korabi robi tetvav kilu hayabekrach of derech zelach aturain sham. So he says what's going to happen like this. So let's settle what the Aruch HaShulchan has said. Okay. Okay, and he's going to explain the Rambam next. Or maybe we should do the Rambam for... No, we'll just do a few minutes now, like this. Okay, so, normally, if you are a walled city person, you're visiting a non-walled city, and you plan to remain there for part of the 14th, you have a chiyuv to lean on the 14th like that city, and you don't have a chiyuv to lean on your city. Okay? If you are a unwalled city person that goes to a walled city, and you're planning on being there at the beginning of the day of the 14th, this causes you to not be obligated in Megillah on the 14th, because you were in a place that's not obligated on Megillah on the 14th. Therefore, he says, you're going to have to read on the 15th. Okay? Even if you weren't still there on the 15th. Got it? Okay? So this is a very interesting situation. There are those who say, by the way, theoretically speaking, that in that case, when you went back, you actually don't have to lean the Megillah at all. Meaning from a conceptual perspective, not halacha l'maisa. It's not at all true halacha l'maisa. But conceptually speaking, let's say, again, you follow a strict interpretation of Rashi. So on the 14th, you were in the walled city. Do you have a chiyuv to read like the unwalled city? No.
What do you do right now, let's say? I need to be in a walled city on the 14th and unwalled.
So he said what Rashi holds, which is, in that case, you have to read in the 15th in your unwalled city. You read by yourself, really not ideally by yourself, really try to find a minion of people reading back in the walled city, but if you have to be back in your city, he says the chiyuv would be on the 15th. Yeah.
If you hear it read on the 14th, even though you don't have a chiyuv, you still need to get it read. You still need to get it read.
Yes.
If you're in, I mean, you still heard the.
If someone benched Birkat HaMazon, you heard them benching Birkat HaMazon, and then you later washed, did you fulfill your obligation to bench? Like, what does that mean?
City,
it's a totally.
You
have no chiyuv.
The
yes.
Then why can't you fulfill the mitzvah on the 14th?
Because you're not chayev. Right? If I only came to the let's say unwalled city after the daybreak, so I have no chiyuv to hear Megillah. I could do as many mitzvot as I want that I'm not mechuyev to do, and I'm still not fulfilled my obligation if I don't have a chiyuv then. Right? It's the same thing for as far as I'm concerned, like shaking lulav on Erev Sukkot and being like, well, I don't understand. It's Sukkot somewhere right now. Right? Now we don't usually have this for other things because usually it's not dependent on daybreak like this. That's why it's a very unique situation. But as far as Allah is concerned, you have no chiyuv. When we give a Rambam Perak Aleph Din Yud Misbarak Rashi says the Rambam holds like Rashi's Gasav and he wrote as follows: Ben Ir Shalach Lekrachu Ben Krach Shalach Leir Imayada Tolach Zerlin Kamo Bizman Kriya Vinit Akev Velo Chazar Korekim Kamo. If your intention was to be in your place at the time of Kriya and you got held up, still, you read like your place. But if your intention was to only return after the time of reading, you read with the people that you're there. And he says, this sounds like the day that they read. It's like Rashi, not like the Rash. Because according to the Rash, which we said earlier, the first interpretation of the Aruch HaShulchan, it all depends on the 14th. Not the 14th for the if you're in a city that's unwalled, and the 15th if you're in a walled city. Therefore, I don't understand what the Taz is saying, but this is certainly what the Beis Yosef meant in Sifei. The Katzavin Haraman, the Ramah wrote, Dim Haya Bemidbar O Besfina, Karabian Vidalik Morov Olam, and if you ended up in the desert or in a boat, you should read it on the 14th like most of the world, even if you were a 15th Nick. Meaning, let's say you were 15th Nick and you were on a boat, on a cruise. Okay, so maybe you'll say, well, I'm nowhere. I'm not on any city. So maybe I should lean on the 15th, like is my normal custom from where I live. Answer is no. You still read on the 14th like most of the world. Klomar de ben krach shayab emidbar esvina ino krevet tivav. Again, he doesn't read on the 15th. Shrei lo adif me'ilu hayam biyom yodal be'ir. This is no better than if you were in a city on the 14th. Olimzeh have emidbar esvina kemo ir velo kemo krach. Mibnei shirov olam kenhu. And again, this is the halacha, because most of the world's like this. Mikoma kom bezen nirali, he says, seems to me, dim atid lavo betetvav leveto. What a very interesting case. You went on a cruise, and when are you getting back from your cruise? Overnight on Tetvav. So now, theoretically speaking, if you're on the cruise the whole time, when should you lane? On Yudalit. But now you're returning home by Tetvav. Does that take away the chiyuv to read on Yudalit? Says Aruch HaShulchan, lo yikra biyudalit. In such a case, you don't read on the 14th. Dibishlam akshu bi'ir biyudalit. When you're in an actual true city, meaning not in a midbar or a svina, then chalalav chovat anshei hamakom. Then you have an additional chiyuv. But if you're in the sea or you're in the desert, in shum chiyuv, it's not that there's an obligation that makes you read on the 14th. He says it's only that if you're stuck in the midbar or the svina for both, then you have an equal non-chiyuv on the 14th and 15th, so you follow Rov HaOlam and read on the 14th. But if you're in fact going to be returning to your city, he says, okay, then you should, v'zeo kavan Rabbeinu Ramah, this is what the Ramah intends. We will call it over here and let you go and prepare to put on your skis. Have a wonderful trip. Remember, tefilas aderech, and to learn on the way. Please put back all the pages here.